Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back, everybody. Folks, you know my first guest tonight from comedies like Arrested Development, Horrible Bosses, and Juno. He now stars in the Netflix drama Ozark.
Where's my money?
As we told you, we can't cover that amount within 24 hours.
Okay. There's two federal agents here, which means you wouldn't take the chance that there was a kidnapping and not have my money. So if you don't produce it immediately, I'm gonna walk into that lobby and I'm gonna tell these people that I can't get my money out. And we'll see how long that takes to go viral and you get a good old-fashioned run on this bank. And if I wanna put all $7,945,400 into a hot tub, get buck naked and play Scrooge McDuck, that is 100% my business. Now where's my money?
Please welcome Jason Bateman.
They stand for every first guest, don't they?
No, they do
yes,
not.
Yes, they do.
No, they do not. That
they're
is
hot,
not true. Every
seats.
Other. Every other. Yeah, on Thursdays they do. On Fridays they never do. Good to see you again.
Hi. Nice to see you.
Here's the deal. I need to know right now. I need to know. Am I talking...
I'm here to answer questions.
Am I talking to funny Jason Bateman? Or am I talking to drama Jason Bateman?
Listen,
okay? Because I understand there's a turn going on right now. That we've made a career
I don't know
move.
What the garbage is. I mean...
What the garbage is?
Well,
I hear it's
like,
a great series where you're
I
a
mean,
dramatic
some
actor.
Some people think it's great. Some people not so great. I take what I get, you know? I just read a review. Guy says, I play the character with the blandness of an airport desk clerk. So, I read another review.
Those guys terrify me.
Best work he's ever done. What are you going to do? So, you go out there, you do what you can do, everybody, right? Huh? We're out there, we're all dancing as fast as we can, Stephen,
and most
to provide
people
for the
don't
family.
Don't have somebody writing a public review of how their work is.
It's all right, it's all good. I actually really like reading reviews. Everybody's got an opinion. We're making
really?
It for people to have their opinion, and, you know, what are you gonna bat 1,000? You can't do it.
You ever
I like our average,
you ever,
though.
You had a lot of bad reviews?
No, most have been great.
Yeah, mine
but
too.
I just,
I've never
but one
had a
just
review.
Came in
I've
while
never.
I'm waiting.
Everyone just loved
everyone
my
loves
work.
You. Yeah. No, it was great. One came in right before I came out here, and I was like, "Oh no!" And my publicist is like, "Oh, you probably shouldn't read that before you go out." I go, "No, no, I'm gonna read it." That was good. That's mm-hmm. good. Educational. You
yeah.
learn.
Yeah.
You
well,
learn.
I just wrote what I felt.
You're that
I
son of a bitch.
Something out here. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Talk about it. young gun right there. Look
this
at
is
you
when
right
things
there.
Were happy.
This is 20 years ago. How many years ago? 20?
At least. It's one I could afford the good piece. Look at the size of that piece on my head.
The Hogan.
Huh?
This is the Hogan family. That's as short as they could cut it. Your hair fought back.
Yeah, it sure did. Mm-hmm. This is when I was making smiles. You know, now we got the drama out there, and the drama was really, really fun to do. It was this Ozark, which is it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It's really I hope you like it. It's just kind of this moody, dangerous kind of thing that I've really enjoyed directing. I directed a couple of films over the last few years, and we were looking to direct something that would, you know, continue to be more challenging and all that stuff. And then
that's one of the reasons I got this photo out, is that when you were this age at 18,
that's when you directed
some of the episodes of The Hogan Family.
Mm,
What is it like to be 18 years old and be telling people twice your age or three times your age, you know, I need more in this take? Do they take you seriously?
No. There's a lot of qualifiers. There's a lot of apologizing before you start speaking. You know, I'm so sorry to bother you with this probably terrible note. But here's an idea. Not this. Don't do this. But something in this world of, or if you don't want to do that, don't do it. Mm-hmm. I gotta go. You know, it's like. it was fun. I mean, that was simple and comfortable because we'd all been together for so long, and they finally let me do that, and they were very nice to me. I got the bug. The hook got set early.
Hold on, we got to take a little bit of break, but we'll be right back with more Jason Bateman.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into, for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, everybody! We're back with Jason Bateman. Jason, I got a bone to pick with you. This is what you said. You said in an interview or something like that. I don't follow your career.
Guys,
you said
in the center of your career. Who's ready to come up here and defend
you? Said
me?
This. You said this.
Oh, no.
You said you were considering becoming a talk show host in New York 20 years from now. Is this a retirement plan to you? You think this is so easy?
No, man.
That 20 years from now, I just want to check out.
No,
I know I'll be a talk show host. That looks like a dream.
My kids love their schools. When they're done with their schools out in L.A., then I can come out to New York.
Well, you think you can just waltz in 20 years from now and someone's just going to make room for you?
No, this is hard, Stephen. You're in here. Mm-hmm. You're in here early at noon or something, right? And you're banging out two shows in 2 hours. You're doing two monologues in the same tie. He hasn't changed his tie.
Go try it. Go ahead. Come on, Mr. Smart Guy. Come on. Introduce me. Introduce me. Give me a good song.
Oh, my God. Guys. Woo! I gotta tell you. Okay, we're back. Hope you enjoyed the commercials. This is really a thrill. I owe you big for this. Ladies and gentlemen, our next guest is an incredible performer, a recent man. I don't know. I'm vamping. I've got no cards. You get cards. It's so simple. We're happy to have him. Please give a warm welcome to, tell me it one more time, Stephen Colbert. This is embarrassing. We're out of time.
Great to be here, man. I'm a huge fan. What you're doing
is important.
It really is.
Well,
thank you, man. You're so great.
Listen,
I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it night after night. That looks like the hardest job in America.
It's not easy.
Incredible.
It's not easy.
I love you, and I'm so obsessed with you.
And,
so great.
And not to not mutual admiration, but we saw that clip of your new dramatic show.
Thank you.
Boy, baby, let me tell you what you're not is bland.
No.
Okay?
No.
What's it like to work with Laura Linney?
That's amazing.
Amazing.
Quick, very, very, answer. Very hot. You know who's Laura Linney? Amazing Laura Linney. She's an incredible actress. Beautiful. I was against the nude scenes. She insisted. Yeah.
She insisted.
Yeah.
She's very proud.
Yeah. Of me. Because I was nude. She was fully clothed. I was nude. Oh no! Absolutely not. No. She said, "Let me at that thing." That's what she said. Yeah. She said, "Your ass looks so high and firm. I could bounce a quarter off and get back two dimes and a nickel." Laura Linney said that. She said that.
Well, you were a skater.
What?
You were a skater. I
understand.
For a
little while, I worked in Ice Capades.
Yep.
When I started off my career in the Ice Capades, it was called the Frozen Peaches. We were a Georgia-based Ice Capade group we reenacted Civil War battles on ice. Wow. And I played the bugler who dies at the end. It was amazing. Yeah. Yeah. Triple Sow Cow, double axle, the whole schmear.
Any funny stories from the set? You don't ask boring hijink stories like that on this show.
That was a terrible question,
yeah,
Jason.
Yeah, that's why they watch.
You know what, Jason? I miss Dave.
Yeah. Listen.
No.
I would. No, don't go. Wait.
Ozark premieres tomorrow on Netflix. Jason Bateman, everyone.
This has been The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.